This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? So I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
I'm trying to get my headphone wires right. Untangled, but go ahead.
And of course, the one that's keeping everything together, BBB. What's going on, Big Shot?
I'm living. I'm happy to be back on the air. And of course, we're live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can make all your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. We have to get our plugs in. Right. Thank you, Connecticut School of Broadcasting. We love you guys.
And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
That's right.
The only one that matters.
The only one that matters.
Are you set now?
Yeah, I'm set.
Oh,
I'm
set. Snap. I'm set
now. You got a hat, that Seahawks hat on us. What's missing?
Well, speaking of that.
Right? I didn't want to say anything, but he walked in here with a Seahawks cap on.
Wait, before let me explain. Shout out to my man, Josh, who works for the Seahawks organization. Hooked me up with the gear.
Nice.
You know, I got the
I see the NFL combine shirt.
The Seattle Seahawks, you know, breakaway. You know what I mean? You know, hooked me up with a little gear, you know.
So, yeah, just go ahead and throw
it on. Okay. Plus, I got to root for a winner this year anyway, this NFL season.
Because Chicago's...
No, the next few years, my season's a shot.
Am I going to get when I win, when Osweiler wins more games than Mike Glennon this year?
What am I going to win? That's not going to happen. There's no way. I don't know. We'll figure out something.
Oh, early update, U.S. Open round one. Ricky Fowler currently sitting at 7-under.
Okay.
Way to go, Ricky.
That was one that they were talking about who was going to win this year. We'll talk about that. We definitely want to get into that. Man, I just we'll talk a lot of NBA today because we're going to wrap up the finals.
Yeah, I want to talk a lot of that.
We will. We want to talk about that. And hot sauce, we got 3-on-3. We're going to talk about some 3-on-3 basketball being added to the Olympics in hot sauce. Bob Stoops, a couple coaches stepping down. And, of course, the whole Mayweather thing. And patrolling, as always. I've got one of those we'll talk about. But first, let's go into hot sauce. All right. Warriors win their NBA championship in 5 games. Their second in 3 years. Real fast question, will they be a dynasty?
If they win 3 or 4 in a row, absolutely. They have a chance to do.
Yeah, I see them winning the next 2.
Minimum.
The next 2, yeah, at least.
It depends on what GM makes, what move. But if it stands pat, I don't care what Chris Paul signs. I don't care where these guys go. You don't have enough pieces in one spot to contend with that team.
You have to have an inside game. And there's no team in the league that has one anymore.
Post play is
except for New Orleans Pelicans.
It's
Minnesota Timberwolves.
It's a small ball league. It's a small ball league now.
Finals games in the 140s. Teams putting up 140 like we're watching the NBA All-Star game here.
I'm not very happy about that.
You had to love it though. You knew no lead was safe.
No, I don't have to love it. When it's 49 points in one quarter.
22 on, free throws. Man. That was kind of ridiculous.
49 points in one quarter, though?
49 in a quarter.
I'm like, dude,
The officiating in that game was horrible.
It was horrible for both teams.
It was bad the whole series.
No, the Draymond one was so bizarre, man.
That game, first of all, he should have been ejected.
They ejected a fan before they ejected him.
No, but then Deontay Jones gets a tech when Kevin Durant's the one running his mouth to him. Makes no sense.
It was crazy.
Whatever. I would actually put Deontay Jones in the game at one point.
And then game five, when Kevin Durant smacked LeBron in the face, the game before, they called that a flagrant one on Kevin Love when he hit Kevin Durant in the head. But it was a blatant no call from the refs. And that after that, of course, Golden State went on a 30-11 run or something. Game over. Yeah, series over.
Yeah. But the whole series was game three, right? When they gave up the 11-0 run with the last three minutes, that was it.
Yeah.
That was the series. So, because they had a chance after it.
Yeah, poor execution, a bad shot by Kyrie.
Yeah.
LeBron not closing out on that jumper by Durant.
But we'll talk more about that. But I do, they can be a dynasty. Two out of three doesn't really make you a dynasty yet. I think you need to win another one to win your dynasty.
Yep. Light.
Yep.
I know I say like a light a lot. I don't care. The first one they got a couple years ago, a lot of fans don't legitimize that one because Cleveland was so decimated with injuries. In 20 years, people aren't going to look at it. But right now, it's still fresh in our mind that LeBron had nobody in that finals. And he still took them six games.
Yeah. It was almost the finals MVP.
He had Matthew Dellavedova and Timofey Mozgov starting for him.
Then he changed his game plan. I don't care what anybody says. He changed his game plan in game six. And that's what happens. He started shooting jumpers again. Anyway, I ain't going to spend a lot of time on that. We'll go back more NBA talk.
But how many do you really think they can win going forward?
Somebody said 5-6 in a row. I could see it. No, I can. I could see it. 5-6.
I was thinking about where Steph and Kevin are in their careers. Kevin will be 30 this year. Steph is creeping on the door of 30. I think 32, 33, you start slowing down.
But
everybody slows down.
But when you're a jump shooter.
Yeah, they can get. All they have to do is get athletic.
All they have to do is make jump
shots. But playing 100 games a year, year after year starts adding up on that body. They're going to have to get some athletic defenders. But where are they going to have the cap
room? We're now in the age of resting players. So I'm not worried about it. Because who's the one team in this league that doesn't play 40 minutes a game? It's the Warriors. They use
their
bench.
They have so much talent, too. Like, they can rest their starters, and they've got other starters.
Are you going to tell me other players that are kind of good are not going to Golden State to play with
All the veterans that are chasing championships are taking minimums and going there.
I can tell you one right now, I can see Paul Millsaps going to Golden State.
Yep.
I think he will.
Yep.
Because I think it's a perfect fit.
Paul Millsaps.
He doesn't want the money.
Paul Millsaps wants to get paid,
No, he doesn't. He turned down $25 million because he wants to go win.
Yep.
I could see – watch him go to Golden State, market – watch him go to Golden State and help them win.
A David West deal, a $1 million deal? Yes.
And if he does, man, Golden State's going to win it again.
Because
they're going to win if he doesn't go.
No, they need something inside a little bit.
Just a little bit.
First and foremost for Golden State – Steph Curry, 5 years, $215 million.
But,
make that happen.
But the point is, they add like those guys, like a Paul Millsaps, or guys that want to come in and just win a chip.
I can't see him taking that big of a discount. He still has that much talent.
That's why I don't believe in the Paul George going to Cleveland, because for Paul George to go to Cleveland,
they would have to trade Kevin Love.
Right.
They would have to move Kevin Love to the salary cap.
As we speak right now, the Cavs can only offer like the mid-level, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. Save it.
But congratulations, Golden State. Y'all did exactly what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's why y'all were the heaviest favorite in NBA history and a bigger favorite than next year.
Did you see that?
Yes, we're going to talk about that also. But yes, we'll talk more about the NBA in our NBA segment three. Louisville gets 4 years probation. Patino suspended first 5 ACC games for a prostitute scandal. Was this another punishment?
It's the NCAA. They got 4 years probation, which means what? No tournaments.
No, they'll get tournaments.
They'll get probation. Tournaments. They didn't lose any scholarships.
I don't think they lost any scholarships.
So Patino only got 5 games.
Yeah, 5 ACC games.
But they didn't go to the tournament 2 years ago when they had a team that could have legitimately won a national championship.
The NCAA is a joke. It is a joke. It's worse than FIFA. Right? I mean, where's UNC's punishment?
They don't want to take out where's UNC. Their punishment, UNC, man, is a big-time school, big so program for them. Yeah.
Louisville? You get probation for 4 years? Are you kidding me? This big old prostitute scandal that we know is true. By the way, this isn't the first scandal Rick Pitino has. And nothing. It's like a slap on the wrist. But if it was NC State, boy, death penalty. Let's nail it. I'm telling you. Somebody steal Chris Rochburn. Chris Rochburn steal a TV from a dorm room. And boy, man, they get death sentence. Stealing a TV.
It's all about your tea.
No, stealing a TV is worse than prostitutes at college.
It wasn't. Come on. It wasn't on campus.
It doesn't matter.
The women weren't forced to have relations with these kids. They made money. Okay? They lent out services and got paid for their services. Bad look, but what can you do?
Duke got a worse penalty for the soccer because of the thing that happened there.
Because it's Duke. You know they want to try to take out Duke.
But Carolina, we ain't gonna mess with them. Louisville, we ain't messing with them.
I don't deal with the NCAA. We know that the NCAA is crooked. Garbage.
There is crooked.
It's Al booty Capino. Hole.
Al Capino's.
It's booty sweat.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's not nearly enough, but whatever. 3-on-3 basketball is officially an Olympic sport for 2020 Tokyo Games. What's another sport that should be in the Olympics that isn't?
Disc golf.
Kickball.
Dodgeball.
Kickball.
Dodgeball, too.
They are adding the baseball and softball is coming back.
They should have those as Olympic games.
Rock climbing.
That would be fun. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go to Sports Connection and go watch rock climbing. Come on, man.
If the rock is unorthodox and is leaning way back here and you got to use all kinds of... It'd be fun to try to do. I don't know how exciting it'd be to watch.
What about frisbee golf?
I don't know about frisbee golf.
No frisbee golf?
No. Frisbee golf?
Flag football.
See some flag football, man. Get some retired players out there.
Shoot, put me out there. I go join the Olympics and play some flag football.
Well, I want to ask you, because we talked about it on the show Monday, me and Jeffrey. I shared your 3-on-3 teams. I don't want NBA players to play.
No, NBA players can't play.
I want street ball.
3-on-3.
Go in the 3-on-3.
I want street ball players playing.
Like hot sauce in them?
Yeah. I want street ballers to be playing 3-on-3. No, I want Sidney Dean. Sidney Dean and Billy Hoyle. I want those two to play.
And you got to add flight for some size.
Right. That's my starting unit right there.
I feel you.
And should it be outdoor or indoor? Because one of the debates, it should be a winter sport instead of a summer sport. Because think about it. It's not going to be as big as it would be in the winter. But then you got to put it inside instead of outside. 3-on-3's got to be outside.
No, it can be inside.
Really?
Yeah. You want to save these guys' legs and knees. Those hard court.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tough on the legs.
Come inside.
On. Inside, baby. Half court. And you can have a one-day tournament, you know, round-robin tournament, how many teams you have. You don't need 2 weeks of 3-on-3 basketball for a gold medal. You can get that done in the day.
Day two.
Mm-hmm. Get it done.
That's what they do on everywhere else. All right. Did you have another sport that should be added that isn't?
I said kickball.
Kickball, mm-hmm. Dodgeball. All right.
Shoot, mud wrestling, women's mud wrestling.
No, not mud wrestling, wrestling in syrup. Women wrestling and maple syrup. God.
Maple syrup. Maple there you syrup. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe gravy.
Yeah.
Remember the gravy?
I think we done went down a match? Different path, a different fork in the road here, folks.
You remember the gravy bowl match, WWE?
Yeah.
Stacy Keebler.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. David Fizdale.
Shout out to David Fizdale.
There y'all go. Mr. Fizdale, no disrespect, man.
You're
not a rook. You a bishop. You a king, man.
He is a king.
Shout out to David Fizdale.
Our favorite coach in the NBA is David Fizdale.
Some of the listeners are like, who the hell is David Fizdale? What the hell is that?
Tone low. Just stay tone low. All right. Bob Stoops steps down as Oklahoma coach. Lincoln Riley will take over. Is Bob Stoops one of the greatest coaches ever? Is he even the best coach in Oklahoma history? Let me answer that real fast. No. He's not even the best coach at Oklahoma. Barry Switzer.
Switzer, yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. Switzer. 190 and 30?
I agree.
Or no, like 25, actually?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep.
And big game, Bob never showed up for the big games after that one national championship. His teams got shellacked.
The one thing that Too Legit shared is that he had more conference titles than years at school or something. I don't know. I was like, dude, it's the Big 12. Mm-hmm. Nobody plays there.
Bob Stoops is strategically smart. He sees the Big 12 is not going anywhere. They're stuck in the mud. They don't want to have a conference. They didn't invite any other schools to join the conference so they can have a conference tournament championship. They don't have a network. The Big 12 is about to be dissolved. Baylor is probably about to get blackballed out, just out, right? Because everything that's going on with Baylor, more stuff is coming out every week about Baylor, so we're getting rid of them. Get away from it. There's nothing else for Bob Stoops to do. He's not getting the recruits he was. And if they do get to happen to get to the national semifinal game, they get shellacked like they did by Clemson 2 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. Is the rumor is that he's not done coaching yet, and the rumor that he's been linked to is Notre Dame.
Like,
they fire
that, that makes sense.
Because he's got a house in Chicago.
Bob Stoops moving on from Oklahoma does not surprise me, but him and him coaching again definitely wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Right. Just get out of Oklahoma. You see what's going on. Baker Mayfield got locked up. He got this stuff going on. Joe Mixon. And it's all starting to point at Bobby Stoops like, okay, Stoops, these are your guys. What is going on?
Losing control.
Yeah, they're getting ready to get suspended. NCAA will suspend them, but not Carolina. Sean McCants cheats. Cheater.
And they snitched on the school, and nothing has happened to the school. Like, we're still investigating.
What are you investigating?
You have a former athlete from that school said, yeah, we cheated. I never went to class and got a 4.5 GPA.
From the national champion basketball team.
Sean McCants got a 4.5.
He got a 4.5.
Oh, my God.
He was on the dean's. He was on the president's list. He got a sash he got to wear during graduation. Never went to class.
Wow. Oh, man. highway robbery. Ooh. Ohio State coach Thad Matta steps down. Butler's Chris Holtman is named new head coach. Is this the right hire?
Ohio State basketball has not been anywhere as good as it used to be. They haven't gotten the recruits here and there. He landed an Evan Turner. They haven't had anything since
D'Angelo
Mike.
Russell?
The guy that's about to get replaced by my man Lonzo. D'Angelo snitch Russell. Nobody wants that guy either. The guy that let the ball roll off his foot out of bounds and dove after it by Jack Nicholson foot. Jack looking at this fool like, this guy's wearing a Laker uniform, really? Hey, this Aaron, guy here.
Aaron Kraft.
Aaron Kraft. Oh, man.
Hey, he was a good little point guard.
He was pretty good.
4 year starter.
He was pretty good.
But yeah, no, I get it. They haven't had a Greg Oden in a while.
Or they Mike Conley.
They haven't. Yeah. They don't get those recruits. Michigan is starting to come back. Indiana's still.
Well, think about competing. Indiana now with Archie Miller.
Yeah, they're going to compete. Wisconsin is always going to compete. This is probably the best move for them.
Why does Wisconsin compete? It's the boringest basketball in the land.
Mm-hmm. They recruit the kids that they know will come to their school that want 3 and 4 years in a program that want to build a team. That's what Wisconsin does. They aren't the one and done school.
All right, then I do think it's a good hire. I think Chris Holtman is a good coach. He's made the NCAA tournament every year. He's met Butler. Mayweather versus McGregor set for August 26th in Las Vegas. Will you watch?
I will watch because somebody will be streaming on Facebook Live. Shout out Facebook Live, and I will be watching.
That's the only reason why I watch that circus.
I will not pay. And here's why I will not pay. I will watch it on somebody else's dime. I ain't watching it on mine because I am not giving Floyd Mayweather any money. Right.
I know you do.
Sarah Spain made a good point.
We know how you feel about Floyd.
Well, Sarah Spain said the other day, which is a good point, and I can understand, why are people willing to not pay attention to Joe Mixon and the other guys when Floyd Mayweather has been convicted 3 times of domestic violence.
Multiple
times. And when you watch something for boxing, it goes straight to his pocket. You watch football, it doesn't go to their pocket. So why are people going to pay for Floyd Mayweather? I will pay to watch him get his butt kicked, but they ain't having
it. I'm about to watch the Cavs and Warriors all over again, just in a different version.
Yeah. I never knew your stance on Floyd. You don't like Floyd?
He doesn't.
I don't like the actions.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, of course.
When you've been arrested, convicted three times for domestic violence, and you don't make an apology or nothing. You hear about Michelle Beadle and them? They actually tried, and Nichols, they tried to talk to him about it. And they had him kicked out of, wherever they were at.
Yeah.
Yep. I was like, come on, dude.
I heard about the Rachel Nicholson one. Yeah. that situation. I heard about that.
But, anybody that hits a woman, come on, man. I have a problem with that. But, the thing with Floyd Mayweather and McGregor, I just hope it goes more than five rounds.
They should switch each other's style each round.
Well, that was a rumor that McGregor was trying to get kicking allowed.
Yeah. But straight boxing, McGregor is done.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he really
done? Yeah, is boxing rules? Yeah.
Mayweather's not a brawler, though.
He's not a brawler, but
he's a defensive guy.
He's going to make McGregor miss about 400 times.
And what people don't recognize about Floyd is Floyd's arms are really long.
Yeah.
And his jab is unbelievable. Yeah, he hides behind that shoulder. He sticks out that jab, and they're over the top
and
right.
Floyd will let you hit him. Floyd will let you hit go like this. He'll let you hit. I mean, Floyd.
Floyd is the greatest defensive fighter ever. Yeah,
McGregor hasn't got a shot, man. I'm telling you. He hasn't had
so how long does this go? Two rounds?
It's going to go 12 because Floyd is a knockout artist, and they're paying good money. So you're going to see 12 rounds of Floyd Mayweather beaten down.
It's not going 12. It's not going 12.
It might go 10.
No, McGregor's going to either die throwing punches.
Yeah.
Or Floyd's going to catch him with a lucky one and knock him out.
He's going to get tired. Yeah. Floyd's just going to catch him.
Because think about it, Conor only goes five rounds. Yeah. Is it three or five?
It's three, five minutes. It's five rounds.
It's five rounds in the UFC. Yep. I mean, dude, what in boxing is
3 minute rounds,
right? That's a lot of difference.
Boxing rules, Conor has no shot.
I remember the last time they hyped up a white guy across the pond to fight Floyd Mayweather. And what happened to one Ricky Hatton? That's right. He was on his face at the end of the night. Yep.
But this is Conor.
This is going to be like the Great White Hype. this is going to be
somebody mentioned that the other day.
It's going to be like the Great White Hype.
Oh, man. That would be great.
But this is brilliant. It's brilliant for Conor McGregor because Conor is, what, 30?
Yeah.
He doesn't have many fights left in him. Use your name to get paid. They can't teach that. And he learned the tool. Go way to go, Conor McGregor. He's about to get a fat payday.
I hope somebody gets it close to my house so I can go over to their house and watch it because I'll watch it there.
Uptown to the BW3s. They'll have it.
I could do that, yeah.
Go have some wings, have some draft beer, and just have a good time. Shout out BW3s.
Absolutely. All right, let's go into patrolling. Are you guys excited for it, first of all?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Because you're a boxing guy anyway, right?
I am, but I'm not excited about
it. The only reason
I'm more excited about Triple G Canelo than this.
Definitely excited about that. But I'm excited to see Floyd in the ring, probably more than likely for his last time.
Well, and that was another thing you said, is a lot of people are boxing heads don't like it because it's so close to the Canelo fight.
Yeah.
Because it's only, what, a month?
A month
before, they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
How much does it sell for? $200 on pay-per-view?
It's going to be $79.95. They're not going to hit you with the $99.95 fee again,
Pacquiao.
Yeah.
$99. They're talking about they're definitely doing $99 because they're projecting this to get $475 in pay-per-view or in money because Pacquiao got $450. So they're talking about this going to get $25 more mil.
Man.
Let's go into patrolling.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
All right, I have one. I'm not going to talk about the Warriors one. Roman Reigns calls his critics dumb ass marks. Let me give you a tip, amateur. WWE is the top of mountain pro wrestling, a view you will never deserve or get to enjoy. Facts. Roman Reigns, WWE, and your sorry blank was positioned at the top thanks to the family. You were handed your position. You never earned it. Believe that. Really? That's what some fans said. Yeah, I guess working my butt off 5 days a week while being away from my wife and kids for the last 7 years is being handed it.
He takes so much mess from people.
How
man.
About the other guys that work their butt off away from their wife and kids for years too and still jobbing? Oh yeah, I forget. They're jobbing for free. Clueless. Hashtag dumbass Mark. By the way, all our schedules and responsibilities aren't the same. All right, go ahead.
Called him a dumbass Mark.
They are. Let me jump on this bandwagon for a minute. Y'all are some idiots. All these people that dislike Roman Reigns, listen, I'm not crazy about the way his in-ring character's going, but you know what? He is one of the best in the company because you look at the crowd reaction that he gets every night from everybody. Women love him. Got just like John Cena, you love or hate him.
Exactly.
But don't be calling him dumb. Don't call him stupid. They ain't handed nothing. They got to work for this.
But this is what the WWE thrives off of. Passionate fans like that dumbass Mark that make comments like that that get sent around. That's what they thrive off of. And it gets more love when the star actually responds back. I hate when the star is just I'm going to be PC about it. Stop. Let's stop being PC about it. Say what's on your mind. Be the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors this year, just we're going to say what we want to say. We're going to do what we want to do. We are the villains. Be the villain. Embrace it. That's the price of fame in this country, celebrity in this country. Yep. Just embrace it.
Yep. Put that black hat on and let's go.
Fire back.
Yeah.
If some dumbass is going to say something to you, you should have the response to be able to turn around and say it back to them. I mean, I just, you know, there's so many trolls on social media. That's the problem. But anyway, Roman Reigns, good for you. You guys got anything else for this segment?
That's it.
All right. When we come back, BSS Carolinas, we're going into local sports. We got dummies of the week, and we got shoes of the week, and Rocky Travels. Yeah, y'all got shoes. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.